Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back. Our final hour today. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776.
If you missed it on the chat, I buzzed my head down. My barber, Elise, and maybe her last cut that she does for me, because now I don't really feel like I need much help from her anymore. I feel like I can do this. I've got it from here, at least. But so you can go to the, you can go to Twitter, or yeah, you can find it on Twitter. Go to ESPN. I guess the best way to find it is how do people get there? They don't. Some people go Twitch, but oh, YouTube, our YouTube channel, and also on Twitter, you can go see. You can always watch a video of our show. You can always watch the video and listen. I know Uncle Freddie, that's how Uncle Freddie, I think it's Uncle Freddie watches the show like that, or listens to the show in the morning, gets ready. Our app, you can listen on the app. So I buzz my head, if you want to look at that. My son did say, yeah, your head's more round than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to look more like an alien head. I said, oh, thanks, Sebastian. You're a nice kid. And then I accidentally made a mistake.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
And that means give me some of that sausage. And that's not what I was going for. I thought it sounded more like a bad word, like you were saying, you know, like something you say to a girl.
Chi-chis. You were thinking of chi-chis.
Yes. Yes. I said that's what it sounds like, but it really just means. But that's
not
what it means.
You, like, you, give me some of that you salchicha. You said you want that sausage. That's what you said. I think you were talking to some.
And Sam said, "That's definitely
some nice looking Hispanic guy from down the hall."
No, and this is what Sam, our media director, who's a female, by the way, Samantha Rico, who's admitted she was a very terrible person when she was younger, awful, cuss out little kids. She was just a terrible, horrible person.
Yeah,
and she still got that in her, by the way.
Let's see what she
says.
And
it says, "Well, that's going to be a social media short. Thanks." And I said, no. And I said, even Dell said she can't do. Dell goes, she can't do that.
Well, she
and
can't.
I said, even Dell said you can't do that. And she goes, watch me.
Oh, wow. I was like, maybe don't embarrass the host in that way.
She doesn't care.
Like, on this show, sure, we have podcasts, but it kind of goes away. Like, it doesn't live on the internet as long as a clip would.
Dell, maybe don't embarrass the host like that. He's played salchicha. Give me that salchicha.
Yeah, but that's
at least 17 times.
But that's
already
in the
today. Midst
of the show, and you have the opportunity to give context to it. If it's out on the internet in a clip,
give me that sausage.
Quite whatever. Frankly,
what context?
Well, you just gave I don't think
context.
He's played it near enough.
I know you don't.
But in clip form,
you had they're blowing Reggie Bush for years.
It's the,
but you didn't have I'm blowing. You didn't say that.
No, nope. I said they are.
They
I
are.
Wish you said I am.
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
I wish I hadn't said it like, who was it in Blood In, Blood Out?
Next time he talks about a guy and his hips or whatever.
Yeah. What's it? Popeye Saavedra. That sound like Popeye Saavedra from Blood In, Blood Out. That's kind of what I was going for.
You know
for,
what I'm going to start?
Where he goes, give me some of that chonchon.
Well,
whenever he says that.
We're going to start. When you do your Taqueria Sarandas thing, pick up.
No. Hey,
give me some of that salchicha.
It's true, though. I do like the sausage breakfast taco. The breakfast taco was
hey, give me true. Some That's... of that salchicha.
Yeah, see, the count's up to like 25 now. Wait.
I haven't even gotten to. Yeah, I'm still on the second hand, like five. Probably in the 8 to 9 range at this point.
Yeah.
No, that's much higher than that.
If you want to test me.
I don't think it's near enough.
People are getting tired of it.
No, people love it.
Are they?
They love it.
I'm reading here on the Twitch. This is old. Cut it out. Stop. Dell's lame. Really old. This is enough. Hey, give Dell. Me some of that salchicha.
You know
typical
what you
Dell playing stuff that's not even funny.
You know what you shouldn't
that's what
do?
They're saying.
You know what you shouldn't do? You use Twitch as a reason for me not to do something.
Yeah, right.
That's the wrong tack to take.
Yeah.
Exact wrong tack. Keep doing it, Dell. Keep it up.
Yeah, you should tell
because
me Twitch
quite
loves
frankly,
it.
He's lying about it
Why
anyway.
Why chat talking about Sam and Abigail, our friends?
Well, you brought Sam's name up, and you of course they're going to go to that.
You did it. You did that. Let's get Chris in here. Chris, what's going on?
Don't look at me, little puppet. This isn't American me with little puppet. I just wish I wouldn't have said that. I wish I could go back. I'm going to get in and delete it. I'm going to give Sean Mapes $100 to delete that.
He doesn't know where it is.
There's no chance he can do it.
What do you mean he doesn't know where it is? He'll find. What does it say? What did you label?
Why would I tell you that now?
Just get this.
Chris, what's going on?
Classic radio. Hey, I couldn't agree with you guys more. Like, I think we need to dump Tari. The minute you guys played that interview yesterday, so the difference in Amen and Tari, if you ask Amen a question about his role, it's whatever the team needs to win, whatever his role is. Tari's like, I want more. I want more minutes. Not that every player doesn't want that. We all know that they want more minutes. But the minute Tari said that, I was like, eh, and I already don't like his play a little bit. He's kind of like loosey-goosey. He reminds me of the guy who went up and down the court at 24 Hour Fitness, like throwing the ball ahead of himself and like turning it over. And then Lance, you said this morning that his mom's involved, and it immediately reminded me of Lamar Jackson and the basketball.
Well, no. Mom involved. She just was quoted on Twitter. Lamar's mom is his agent. Okay. That's a lot different.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just feel like if we can get a good piece for Tari, then I would definitely recommend us doing that this year. I feel like this year's our chance. If we get a good piece for him, and he's 24. I looked at his birthday. This is their 25 till May 10th, and he's got to go every other day. I mean, come on. That's at 24 years old. That shouldn't be happening. So I don't think I'm going to listen. Thanks, guys.
What does his mom think about his dating habits, like Jaden Daniels'
mom? Yeah, see, Tari's mom just wants – She just wants her son to play.
That's all
I'm
I want.
Totally
you know.
Cool with that. Did you want JT to play?
Yes, I wanted JT to play. Okay. Put him in, idiot coach. So, let's not denigrate Tari in his game. First of all, because if they do trade him, we want to get as much as possible. Tari's a good player, a really good player. There was a time a couple of years ago when the team thought he was the best player on the team. Then he got injured and he was out, and he's been back and in and out now for a couple of years, but he is really, really good player. So I don't know where you're getting. He's the guy at 24 Hour Fitness running up and down the court, throwing the ball away.
I don't know.
What?
That was Corey Brewer. Yeah. Don't put the Corey Brewer stink eye on our guy. Tari.
Yeah, he's not Corey Brewer. Player. Corey Brewer played games.
What are we doing?
He is a little loosey. I get what he says, but that also makes him hard to defend to me. He's not a predictable offensive player. He's not. His movements are less predictable. The things that you just talked about that you don't like, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, Chris. There are going to be some mistakes he makes, but I think the good outweigh the bad with Tari Eason.
Yeah, his energy, his...
Yeah, huge.
I mean, his defense, he brings a lot.
He should be energized.
Table, dude.
He should be.
Right. What in the world?
See, I told you. I got you your tacos.
Thank you so much. We got Colossi Factory...
That's why I always pump up La Mejor and Power.
And when he brought the food in, did you say,
hey, give me some of that salchicha?
He should have said it to him.
Why didn't you say that?
It was a guy.
Let's go to a break.
A guy
Let's just
came
go to
in
a break. We're
and
way
just
past
brought
break.
Food for well, us.
We're way past break.
And we're not past
We're not,
break.
Actually. We're not way past
The break
it.
Was no. supposed to be 9:12. We're already a minute and 23 seconds past break.
You are. You have.
Now all of a sudden. Okay.
You eat, right? You have seen food before, right? It disrupts everything he wants to do because free food is here.
Right.
And it's not going anywhere, by the way.
Yeah, it'll still be here
there's
in a
like
second.
There's like four people here on our side. No one's taking
right.
that from you.
No. Use the sales staff.
When he brought it in here, not out there.
Goblin.
Yeah, right. So you,
it's me,
safe
you,
it's safe.
Kenneth, and John. That's it.
That's it. But it is time to talk about HRP anyway, though. I mean, if we want to stay on break,
sure,
okay? It is true. If you're looking for the best way to get that payroll to your people, if you're looking for the best way to get HR, you've got a business that's growing. You've got a business that you know. Oh man, all of a sudden, man, we need more people in the payroll department. Hey, We need more people in HR. What are we doing with HR? How are we doing it? How are we doing it good? Are we doing it well? Well, let's hire somebody. Why? You don't have to hire anybody. What you need is somebody that's going to put the payroll, I'll do it perfectly every single time, technologically better than you can do it, okay? You're going to have HR expertise with a company that's going to be able to handle all of any issue that you have. Your payroll department will basically, and HR will basically be one person doing both, because HR&P takes care of everything else and saves, I mean, literally thousands, tens of thousands, over 100,000, over or more, depending on how many people you have. Look, you're looking for the best way to get your payroll to people. You don't do payroll. You're not a payroll person. You're not good at this. They are experts. You're looking for the best way to get your payroll, HR, taxes, everything else. There's one place to go, HRP.net. 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Just got back in town. Where was the first place I ate? Damaris Barbecue. Got the Greek salad with turkey. It was delicious. And yeah, that was my first meal back here, was at Damaris Barbecue. Awesome, awesome, awesome. If you haven't had their Greek salad, if you're a Greek salad, if you're a Greek salad fan, Greek salad at Damaris, I think they got the best Greek salad in the city. Get it with the fajita beef. Does Yanni ever bring us that? No, he's stupid. Yeah, he's a bad person. So
you think that has something to do with Lance always running into a restaurant and saying,
"Hey, give me some of that salchicha."
Oh, people hate this already.
No, every
tell the story about Charlotte.
Charlotte, I down mean, the hall.
Charlotte, my girl, who we got on the air and we were trying to set her up, but not really. Makes great food, does a little catering. She goes, "Hey, Lance, come here." And I said, "Hey, what's up, Charlotte? I just went and got some water." She goes, "Do you want some of that, oh, golly, what is it? I forgot. Salacha?" I'm like, "Oh, you too?" She was trying to hit me with that.
Yeah. I mean.
Even start, "Sam, that's ended up on social media." Was Abigail going to call too?
No. I don't think so.
Judy.
Her big person job.
Brenda, yeah. And Judy going to hit me with it?
Yeah. Let's get to Nick Caserio. We haven't talked about Nick Caserio and his press conference. So the question was posed to him, "Hey, how about those offensive linemen you brought in? Not great." And I guess the assumption was that, you know, he just went after bad offensive linemen, right? The guys who were cut, benched, no longer in the league. And he was like, hey, you don't know what I did. You don't know. He basically said, "You don't know." Here he is talking about that, but, you know, just going after a second-tier offensive lineman.
I think we have to be careful about making assumptions that there were players that we didn't have interest in. So, I mean, look, I'm on the phone, like, during the course of March, we talked to everybody. So I would say we were interested in a lot more players than maybe the picture's been painted. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So if you don't acquire a player, then you pivot to the next option. So, I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything, like, different than our approach. So, again, I'm not sure who those players are, who we're exactly talking about, like, what the perception is of, like, who's a top-tier player. So, I mean, I think kind of beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So, again, we've been interested in a lot of players. We've made attempts to acquire a number of players. Sometimes it works the way that you think it's going to work, and then you got to evaluate the market and figure out what makes the most sense. So,
what was the question? What led to that answer?
Somebody had, I guess, written or assumed that he, you know, he didn't go after top tier players.
He was bargain basement shopping.
Yeah,
I wonder how the question was asked. Because most teams do that. I mean, a few will. It's very
I would imagine
expensive.
You talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And Nick does have a thing. Now, Nick likes to move, wheel, and deal draft picks.
Yeah.
So he likes to move off of the sixth and seventh rounders, some fifth rounders, seconds. You know, Steph Diggs was a – what about Steph Diggs? That was a second-round pick for a name-brand wide receiver. That didn't count. What exactly – like, how many of those moves – you make too many of those moves, you end up –
specifically, they're talking about the offensive line.
Well, yeah, and maybe they were talking about moving up, because I remember the question was asked if the Texans were going to trade up, if they wanted Donovan Jackson, for example. Well, they liked, from what I understand, they liked Tyler Booker a lot. He went 12 to the Cowboys. Donovan Jackson was obviously going to be their next pick, because as soon as he got picked in front of them, they traded out of the spot. So the question was asked, though, of Nick last year after the draft, did you think about trading up? And he said they didn't have anything. I guess he had looked into it, but he didn't. He really downplayed trading up at all. So I wonder if that was about getting.
Well, do you want to hear the question?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Let me hear the question.
It was a little bit of a gamble to go with some of the cheaper options on the O-line. Now, I know y'all tried to trade up to get some of the top guys, but why did you decide to go in that direction as opposed to investing in some of the higher-priced guys?
Okay.
That's exactly
so he's
the
talking
question.
About like a seventh rounder for Ed Ingram. Lakin Tomlinson was a one-year
deal. Trent Brown.
Cam was a one-year deal. Yeah. You went, and then
right. But, Jake Andrews. They were all guys that had issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and because Nick
– it was deal. Bargain basement, actually.
Because Nick seemed confused initially, so the reporter followed up and said, well, he kind of pacified him by saying these guys are playing well this year, but like Ed Ingram and Lakin weren't rated highly last year. Why'd you look at those guys? And then we heard, obviously, Nick's answer.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. I don't understand the idea, the concept of this is a foreign concept. It's not real life. That why didn't you go after the higher priced options? Who are the good offensive linemen who are available in free agency? If you're a good offensive lineman, you're not available. There's not enough good offensive linemen. So good offensive linemen are typically not available on the market. For sure, tackles are almost rarely ever available if they're good. And most good guards aren't available through free agency. If you pay for them, it's like Shaq Mason. You overpay, and typically the other team's letting them walk because they don't think they're worth the money. So you end up overpaying for them. So I don't know the idea. Like, to me, you build an offensive line through the draft. You build offensive and defensive lines through the draft. You supplement with, the Houston Texans' best offensive line that I've ever seen was 2011. And of the 11 and 12 version, and it had a sixth round trade. They traded a sixth round pick for Chris Myers at center. Mike Brazel was an undrafted free agent at right guard. Right tackle was Eric Winston, who was a third round pick. Your left guard, I can't remember who their left guard was. And their first round pick, Dwayne Brown, the left tackle was Dwayne Brown, who was a first round pick. And that was a demanded pick by Alex, the overline guru who was with Shanahan. Alex Gibbs, yeah. Alex Gibbs, and I was told how that went down, that Alex Gibbs said, we got to get, I got to have a tackle right here. You got to get this kid.
And he was the eighth tackle taking that draft.
Yeah, and there was a lot of bad tackles taken for him.
Johnny Harris. Go Johnny, put the film on, bro.
Johnny famously, he still had developmental stuff to do. Like, to me, he was a much better run blocker than pass protector. And in the league, he ended up being a better pass protector than run blocker. He was a former, I think, tight end turned offensive tackle. Dwayne Brown turned into one of the best Texans that ever played. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you want to look at it, he and Andre Johnson and probably Nuke Hopkins.
J.J.
And J.J., yeah, of course.
You
J.J.
laid out
those are the four best that ever played.
That line. Would the difference between that line that you laid out and the one, at least coming into the year, was that line didn't have a lot of bad tape. This one had
bad tape. Well, and they also were scheme specific.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier. They were a zone scheme team, so Chris Myers wouldn't fit. He wouldn't fit in this offense, in this running game. Mike Brazel wouldn't really fit in this. And Mike Brazel got paid. Guess what? The Texans let Mike Brazel walk. The Texans let Eric Winston walk. Eric was just average after that. Mike Brazel was a disappointment when he got paid by the Raiders.
That's the thing. When offensive linemen hit the market, the other team is saying, and you know you need offensive line. You know it's hard to find. And when a team lets a guy walk, they're typically not – you're typically going to overpay and not get what you're paying for. Because the other team, if they thought they were good, they would lock them down. And they let – now, Winston walked just because – Eric was fine as a tackle. I liked Eric Winston as a football player. They just couldn't pay everybody. The Texans got to a point where, well, like the Texans are getting to now, where you realize, well, we did a good job with our personnel moves because Rick was doing a good job with early round picks, and they had to pay. Arian Foster had to get paid, and you know Andre got paid, and they had other players who had to get paid as well. So, building a good offensive line is about draft capital. You can't just do this move where, you know, Alex Gibbs is also famous for just give me anybody and I'll tell you. You have to draft tackles, but I'll find you guards and centers. You don't have to draft them high. Nowadays, you got to evaluate really, really well because it's hard to find because you're always going to be outgunned by defensive linemen. Rarely are offense is the offensive line more talented than the defensive line they face. And when you do get one like that, like the Eagles, guess what? You can ride that for a long time. The Eagles have had long-term success by having a good offensive line. If the Texans can fix it and get it right, then they can have long-term success too.
There ain't no Lane Johnson on this line.
No, but they try. The Texans actually try really hard.
They have tried.
Second rounder for Scruggs.
They just aren't good at it.
Yeah, they're just not. It's just been average to below average.
No, Titus, Ariante.
First.
Oh, yeah. A second, or first and second.
First and second. And then Juice was a second.
And
Shaq Mason they gave money to as a free agent. And Jarrett Patterson, I feel like we're missing some other ones.
But well, they did give money to Cam Robinson.
Yeah, $8 million, $9 million for the year.
No.
Or actually, it was a little bit more. Their cap hit was less. Yeah.
It was 13. It was
12 point something. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And the McNairs need money right now, so 929 ESPN 97.5.
Yeah,
you're willy nilly with their money.
That lawsuit's going forward. We'll see how it goes. Tony Busby's got a lawsuit for Kerry. It's ugly for the McNairs. You got brother on brother lawsuits going.
Yeah. So let's straighten this out, kids. Okay, let's straighten this out so we don't have. We gotta concentrate on
football. We're trying to catch the Colts and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
We don't need this.
We ain't gotta worry about. You know, who's spending what with what money, okay?
Stop. You are not serious people.
No, they are not serious people. Yeah. 930 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We'll go over everything we missed next. Don't go anywhere. The man that can't find you. The man that can't find you.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, what did we miss? How about the Astros officially announce that Dana Brown and Joe Espada are back this year? They're both their contracts are up after this year.
Lame duck manager and GM?
I could see where that would matter in college football. Why would that matter in baseball?
I don't know that it does.
In Major League Baseball. Listen, no, but we've heard that before from who cares if you are – I'm going to play as hard as I can. I'm either going to play hard for you or I'm not.
It's not recruiting.
Yeah. It's not like – and, oh, by the way, I've got money on the line here. So I'm probably going to play no matter what your contract is. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure that's...
What's his name? Cole? Is Zach Cole going to not take Espada's words to heart because, he ain't going to be here next year anyway.
Shut up.
Whatever.
Right. I don't have to listen to you.
Brad Ausmus will
be... You're not my mom.
Yeah, Brad Ausmus will be here next year. Beat it.
You're not my dad.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to you.
I tried to get Lance upset, but he didn't take the bait.
He didn't, no. The Rockets are like... I didn't know this expression was...
You hadn't heard this before, huh?
No. The Rockets are likely to file for disabled player exception. Is Fred VanVleet disabled now? Or is he hurt? Is he injured?
First of all, what's that exception? When did it come about?
I guess you get relief Are you supposed to get relief from the cap? You're not. I don't think you get relief from the cap.
Salary cap exception that allows a team over the cap to acquire a replacement player after a player is declared, quote, substantially more likely than not to miss the rest of the season due to injury. A team must apply by January 5th, and if approved, they can add a player via signing, trade, or waivers with the replacement player salary capped at the lesser of 50% of the disabled player's salary. Or the non... Let's see. They can add a player... Oh, the lesser of. Or the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. So that's probably going to be the non-taxpayer mid-level exception. Is what they'll have to add if they add a player, which it looks like they will.
But they would have to wait because they're so near the hard cap, the first apron. So because they're locked in with all the moves they made, the sign and trade stuff, they would have to wait because they prorate those salaries. So they're not in a position to make that move.
But even currently. If they get that, but why not if they get that?
It's just because they're still subject to. The apron rules, even with the exception. So they can't do it.
Really?
The example is how – this is from Bobby Marks. However, even if the exception is granted, Houston would not be allowed to sign a player, such as former Rockets guard Russell Westbrook, for example, into that exception at the moment because it is just $1.25 million below the first apron. The moves Houston made this offseason hard capped the team at that level.
Good.
So they have until March
because
10th.
Because if it's Russell Westbrook that they're looking – good.
He just used, hey, point guard with connection.
I get it. But if it's Russell Westbrook, he doesn't – I would find Bobby Marks to do usage and stuff willy-nilly. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just an example of a guy who needs a point guard.
Good. Can't do it. Don't do it.
So it would not be an immediate thing even after they get the exception. They would have to wait.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, former Texan. Former Texan great C.J. Gardner-Johnson signed with the Ravens practice squad.
Mm.
He should be really great as a practice squad player on a 1-4 team. He should be great.
Well, they traded Odafe Owe for a safety, Gilman from the Chargers. So they brought in a safety that goes onto their active roster. I imagine C.J. Gardner-Johnson will get elevated on Sundays. And if he becomes a problem, I think you get three elevations before you either have to sign him or cut him. I imagine they'll elevate him three Sundays, and if he's a problem, they'll say bye.
John Harbaugh's going to love him just playing, hero ball.
Yeah.
He's going to love that.
Well, he can make some plays, though.
He can make some plays.
Hey, Malachi.
Or he can give up huge ones.
He can do both.
There's a reason the Texans haven't given up any big plays the last couple weeks.
I don't know if Malachi Starks
is going
to...
Is it the Cooper Rush or Cam Ward of it all, or the fact that CJ's gone?
CJ's gone. Mm. We gave up big plays
to
against...
Who? Matt Stafford?
Mediocre.
Baker Mayfield?
Well, no, last year we did.
But he wasn't here for that last year.
I understand that, but he was here this year for big plays.
Yeah, against some of the top quarterbacks in football.
Well...
Baker, you just gave Baker all the credit. Now you don't want to? Matt Stafford?
Meh.
Oh.
Who was the other game?
It was Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence!
But that was clearly on Chauncey Gardner-Johnson.
That was.
But Baker and Matt Stafford are good quarterbacks, I'm saying. And then you got the face not so good quarterbacks.
For some reason, you didn't mention Trevor Lawrence.
Because he's not a good quarterback.
That's right.
But yes, the big plays that stop... But is it because he's not here, or is it because you played Cam Ward and Cooper Rush?
That's hard to say.
We need more evidence.
It's really hard to say.
I'm not disputing he was a problem. But you got healthy against those two. It'll be a year-long thing to figure out. We got time. We can figure it out.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Oh, you don't want to incriminate yourself?
I don't want to incriminate myself.
All right.
Because I did say Baker Mayfield's one of the best quarterbacks.
You contradict yourself quite a bit, even during shows.
Yeah, right. In the middle of the show.
Yeah, it's not like we wait till Thursday.
I waited till the end.
That's true.
Myself.
It's not like we wait till Thursday or tomorrow and you contradict.
Wait until the
middle
end.
Of the show.
I waited till the end of the show.
Okay.
All right.
All right, you love yourself some Baker. Don't go back on that.
Yeah, I do. No, Baker was good, but still... I mean, CJ, there's a reason we're not giving up big plays. It might have to do with Cam Ward.
And Cooper Rush.
And Cooper Rush.
Possibly.
Might have something to
possibly.
Do with that.
Possibly. We'll see.
We don't know. No one knows. You don't know.
We go from Baker and Matt Stafford to Cooper and Cam, throwing a little Trevor, and then you get like a Sam Darnold.
up next. So yeah. Right in the middle.
A little Sam Darnold spread.
Darnold's like Trevor Lawrence, and without Chauncey, that's a good test to see.
Right.
What'll happen?
And then, and you still, well, look what you got ahead of you.
Mac Jones?
You got Mac Jones. You possibly. Got Josh Allen. You got...
Oh, what about when Geno? You get to play. Is Geno still going to be the quarterback Geno when they play the Raiders?
Yeah. And Daniel Jones, you got. Yeah, I mean.
Pat Mahomes.
Boom.
You'll get tested. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Your theory may prove to be true.
Herbert will be.
Nah.
Either he'll be hurt or they'll be out of it.
Yeah, don't worry about Herbert.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Herbert. No.
You should be.
Oh, you're still in your Chargers thing, huh?
Yep. They'll win without tackles.
They didn't win the last
play
weeks.
Nothing but guards. We're going to win with guards and tight ends.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this, and the narrative swings again. There's now video of the police have released the body cam footage after the head-on collision that involves the Kyren Lacy situation, and everyone on the scene. There's a guy in an Astro shirt, actually, is the first one who's like all these people, and they don't know. They just said the green charger is the problem that caused all these problems. The green charger, and they go through and spend, and the officer just comes on the scene and doesn't know what happened, and everyone's telling them. And this guy paints a picture of what happened with the Kyren Lacy green charger. Now, he was speeding, going really fast in the wrong lane. It's a two-lane road, and he was going fast. And apparently, they're saying this lady who was driving in her lane, Kyren was coming. She could see him coming fast in the oncoming lane, so she had to swerve into the other lane, which caused a head-on collision. And so they're saying that's actually when you see the – we hadn't seen this. So now we're getting all kind, you know. Mm-hmm. Yesterday it was the police coerced this and this, that, and the other. And so I'm like, that's terrible. Then I see this, and there's really no way around it. I just watched the whole thing. I just let the facts speak. I'm not trying to have an opinion. I just want to see what happened. And everybody on the scene here, you see this guy in the Astros shirt, they block his stuff out. He speaks the most and gives a long-term answer. And then two or three other people jump in too. And they all say it was this green charger is the one, this green charger. They don't know anything other than the green charger, and it's multiple people on the scenes.
So here's the statement. Since the incident occurred, the Louisiana State Police never reported that the green Dodge Charger impacted any of the involved vehicles. However, all evidence collected supports the conclusion that Lacy's reckless operation of the green charger in oncoming traffic triggered the chain of events.
That's initially what was
involving
said,
the other drivers.
That's what I don't understand. It was initially said that that was the case.
Ultimately resulting in the final or in the fatal crash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really bad. It's a really bad look. Like when you see the footage, the body cam footage and the people who are on the scenes who witnessed the wreck and who were part of this.
So where did this come from that there was coercion?
Because I guess one of the statements initially didn't involve the green charger, and then the body cam got turned off, and then later the statement was the green charger for one of the witnesses.
Statement.
Yeah. So apparently there could be two things happening right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I this is really one of those things where you let play before you make your strong statements on Twitter or whatever. You really have to let all this play out, because I can tell you, this is substantially different than what we believed was going on before then. When the lawyer came out and he had his, I think two things. I think you're right. I think a police officer acted inappropriately in terms of trying to get a statement or whatever. But at the same time, if you see this body cam footage, everyone who was on the scene said, green charger, green charger, green. Everyone who were part of the accident, everyone who was witnesses, they're all saying the same thing. If you haven't seen this. So it's a sad, regardless, it's a very sad story. A guy lost his life, took his own life. There was a fatal crash that was involved as well. It's a terrible story all the way around. And right now people are just trying to, you know, figure out how to place the blame and win some arguments online, I guess. But I'm just curious to see what really happened. And this is another piece of what really happened there, even though Kyren's gone. This isn't going to bring back the lady who died, and it's not going to bring back Kyren Lacy. So, but the facts are the facts, and just getting some of the facts here, it just seems like things are changing day by day as body cam. Because body cam footage, ultimately, that's why you want it on, so you can get whatever the truth is, what actually happened on the scene. And this one's pretty damning for Kyron, to be honest with you. And I hadn't seen this until this morning.
Yeah. The whole thing is just a shame. Nobody wins in any of this. People lost their lives on the head-on collision.
Yep.
Kyron Lacy, his life is over. It's terrible. It is terrible.
It is.
If they did something inappropriate, then they should be. But if they didn't, then you know what? Then they shouldn't be accused of it either. That's another thing.
Right.
Well, we'll see.
Right.
945 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Anything else we missed today?
We didn't talk any baseball.
Oh, my gosh. The Yankees came back.
Judge is like, you guys want to keep showing that clip of me not swinging correctly? Now
down
look at
six,
you.
Did you see the pitch that he hit out off the foul pole?
Yeah.
99, low and inside. 99.7 miles an hour, low and inside. That is a ball you cannot hit fair. It's impossible to hit that ball.
And it, when it came off the bat, I thought, that's definitely foul.
And hit the foul pole. Three-run homer, tied the game, and then the Yankees went on to win. The Blue Jays were up 6-1 and lost that
game. Felt like that series was over.
Do you think it changes the...
Who's the next starting pitcher? I think that matters.
Is it Schlittler?
I don't know if he's going.
Yeah, he's going today.
Schlittler's going.
Yeah. Good luck after what we just saw.
And it all started with the third baseman or shortstop that dropped the ball, the pop-up.
Don't know.
It was
his third, right?
Was it third?
He plays third.
He played third
and dropped the ball, dropped a pop up, and then Judge homered, and that opened up the floodgates.
Yes, we got a full slate. All four series are going today. Staggered starts throughout the day.
How about that?
A lot of Coors Light, a lot of baseball for you.
What I'll have my phone on playing golf.
Mm-hmm. I'll be playing disc golf, and I'll also have my phone on. I'm not going to turn my phone
off. Are you
going
to get heckled at disc golf like the Ryder Cup team? I don't know.
I didn't think about that.
Are you worried about that?
No, I'd never thought about it. Just people, if I'm at a gesture, just people
you
running on the
You should just be heckled because you're playing disc golf.
Really. No.
Are people going to
It's an honorable sport. You know what we don't do? Take money from Saudis. Blood money. We never take blood money.
Listen, not even the Saudis would give you money. That's how pitiful your sport is.
It's true. Now there's tennis guys like, listen, we've got money with blood all over it. Would you like some tennis? Yes. Have you seen that? The sixth champion. Every one of these guys, like they don't make enough money. They're like, we'll come to Riyadh.
Right.
Riyadh is the new mecca.
Right.
What about funny boy? All the
you
top comedians. Riyadh, yeah, come on over. Yeah, I'll take the money. Okay, Bill Burr.
What if they start doing a lot of jokes?
They won't.
Ooh, I don't think that's coming.
They're not going to do
that. I don't think that's coming.
They've proven they're not that brave. They're going over there and taking that money. They're not going to do a lot of jokes.
They're not going to do
tennis. Tennis, money. Golf, and then disc golf, we said they try to make a big run at the top disc golfers, and they're like, no, we love the USA. We're not going to take your blood money. And disc golf shut them down. And I'm proud of my people for that.
Yeah, we like
I don't really say that's my people. I don't really. I'm an independent contractor.
For you guys? I'm sure you
those
guys.
Those are your people.
You guys put together a video. We like to break chains.
Yeah.
Not put chains
break
on
chains.
People.
Yeah.
We're not.
We're the breakers of chains.
We're the breakers of chains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't like to use chains to torture journalists.
No. We don't subdue.
Wow.
Is that the slogan you guys have?
Well, I mean, what he just said was true.
We break chains. We don't wrap up journalists in chains and torture them.
Sorry.
Yeah.
We're just out there having a good time. Some of those guys smoke weed. You can in Colorado it's literally 100%.
Smoking weed and breaking
and
chains.
And you have to have a dog with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's break.
Not here. Not 100%, but it's also not 0%. I can tell you that. I've been on the course like, well, it ain't 0% people not smoking weed. It's there's a percent still.
Yeah. Oh no.
What's there's the percentage percent. Of attractive women
it's
on the course?
A pretty good percent.
Low percentage down.
Okay.
At least when I go out in the middle of the sun and the heat.
And golf?
Only the real ones come out.
Good
when
percentage.
I'm in.
At least you got the cart girls, right?
What about
that one girl?
What about
that was
the guys on the Mexican tour, Dell?
What about
those guys?
What do you mean?
What do you think Lance
God,
would say if
go.
He was watching?
Oh, puppet with that salchicha. So there you go, puppet boy. Let him puppeteer you.
There are some things I don't mind playing, even if he asks for them. This is one of them.
Hey, Lance, you've been Lance. When you went to Mexico City in one of those great restaurants, did you say this?
Hey, give me some of that salchicha.
No, I was at, what was it called? The one I did have crickets though. I did have some crickets, but no salchicha. Nice. Actually, I did have salchicha.
Let's talk a little underdog and then get to news. Oh, the weird.
Yeah, underdog. So, underdog fantasy. A listener won five. He hit 5 out of 5. And I saw his payout and I was super jealous. He sent a picture, a screenshot, and he actually combined baseball, his the last pick, his higher or lower, was actually Aaron Judge, and he on total bases, and he went higher on Aaron Judge. He had 4 wins in football. The last one he had was Aaron Judge, and he hit that one. And congratulations to Rick who did that. That is awesome. Download that app so you can do the same thing. You're watching your games anyway, man. Play along. They got all these different stats for you to choose from, and then you just they'll give you a stat like total strikeouts, total hitters faced, you know, total outs, total earned runs, and you can go higher or lower. You got 4 baseball games. Do it with just the baseball games today. Go put together 3, 4, go do multiple picks where you have 3 or 4 of them. One of them, I want you to go ahead and, you know, maybe pick 4 different players and then play flex. What flex is, it's like insurance. If you win 3 out of 4, you still are going to win. So for more information, download that app, find out more. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance after you play you use Lance on your first deposit. And then when you play your first $5 play, they're going to give you $100 in bonus funds and entries. So it's great for you. And all you have to do is download the app and use promo code Lance, and you are set to go. Watch the games, play along with the games, make real money here legally in the state of Texas with Underdog Fantasy.
Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Conservative your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A special story now. Where'd he go? You put the food in there, so he went in there. Okay. A Florida firefighter is accused of chucking 75 red stained tampons onto her ex ex-boyfriend's yard.
No! Arrested. Felony, jail 10 years minimum.
Okay, well, to me, what does she look like?
Doesn't matter.
She's got weird hair. Look, it's black.
You know
and
she's
yellow.
Disgusting. You know that.
Well, you want you.
Well,
what,
we do know that she's.
If she looks good,
how do you know she just didn't paint them?
You think that? Well, I guess. I guess that could have happened.
That could have happened. You don't know.
If she looks good, you're rolling with it.
Yeah,
that's a terrible.
That
move.
Is a no. That's a terrible.
And that's
person.
A scary. Actually, that's a scary person.
Yeah. Right. I don't. Yeah.
If you're willing to do that, what else are you willing to do?
Right. A forklift driver who won $1 million in scratch-off lottery is hospitalized after nonstop partying. He says it's a massive wake-up call. I say it's a wonderful way to spend your $1 million to just party until you got to go to the hospital.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what would you do with $1 million?
Yep.
Huh?
I mean, 2 chicks at the same time.
That's an actual line from a movie.
It is a movie. It is. I watched it the other day, Office Space.
Yeah.
So
did poorly in the movie theater.
Apparently. I think we talked about this. The number of old people snorting cocaine now. Apparently, a hospital has had to admit a number of old people, several aged in their 90s, because they've got a cocaine addiction.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to go on, I think.
I mean,
what are you doing?
You're tempting fate on that heart attack
in
track.
An old people's home. Let's do some blow. I don't know.
You know, one of the nurses introduced that. Some dude, like, listen, I got some money to spend.
I just feel like people are just trying to party. Why are we making this? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there is a rise. A couple of different reports. Silver snorters, they're being called. Love that. Let's have a party. We're getting close.
Silver?
In my 90s.
Why not the golden snorters? You got the golden bachelor. Are they
Are they past
because
that
it's
age?
Silver and snorters.
Silver snorters.
Silver snorters. Yeah. Oh,
criminy.
Yeah. So I mean, I feel like let's go out swinging. Let's just go out swinging.
Like Ron Washington, and you poo pooed his suggestion that I just started doing the coke.
Yeah.
Now you have evidence. Old people just start doing coke. See, Ron Washington wasn't lying.
That's right. Well, he started at 50. This is 90. Okay.
You're
never too old to start.
It's even more plausible that he just started at 50. If you got 90-year-olds just starting.
Right. Well, we don't know if they're
Do you
just
want
starting.
To apologize? We don't know Washington? If there's. If Would you like to apologize?
We don't know if they're just starting. We don't know.
I hope it's like it's their first hit.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
yeah, that's a good time to start. What the hell? What do I got to lose?
I know.
What, am I going to lose my life? I'm 90.
It is true.
Yeah.
Like, if there's anybody that you could say, well, I guess you could do whatever you want.
Apparently, there were some emergency naked bike rides in Portland before the troops got there.
Because they do this every year, but they wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, you think the troops are going to stop you?
Do you want to be in an emergency naked bike ride?
Listen, this whole idea of, like, nudist colonies, have you ever seen pictures?
It's
an atrocity. It is an absolute atrocity.
It's a bunch
most
of salt cheech out there,
most
probably.
Most people don't need to be naked.
Right?
Most people yeah. don't need to be.
Yeah. What would you say if you went to a...
No. I would say, ooh, gross, get out of here. That's what I would say. Ooh, gross, get out of here.
Hey,
That's
give me some of that salt cheech.
You know what? I hope you're happy that you basically are his pet now. You're John's pet.
Don't try to flip this because you made an awful mistake. Don't try to flip
Sean,
it.
Hey, Sean, $100 if you tell me where that soundbite is. And if you delete it.
There are several places where
don't
it is.
Worry,
it doesn't matter.
Got
several
it.
Places.
That's all you have to do is go listen to the podcast and yeah, you got it again and again and again.
It doesn't matter what you do. I can always go get it back.
Yeah. I mean, stop. All right.
I'm going to have to give Kenneth money, too.
Yeah, Sean's like, please pay me $100.
I'll do it,
and then it'll be back.
Yeah.
It's
gonna be back. No,
see,
no. I'm gonna put it in a. I'll put it in an account, and it'll be held to make sure it doesn't show up for 1 year.
We're done.
You're gonna put that $100 in escrow.
I'm gonna put $100 in escrow. I'm gonna escrow the $100, and then it comes to maturity after a year if it hasn't been played.
We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch. Hey, give me some of that salchicha.